Greg Salmon is an online editor at the Republican and Mass Live and is a respected local naturalist and photographer. He has lived and worked in the Pioneer Valley of Massachusetts for more than 30 years.
He's running several urban birding walks during the Solid Sound Festival with information on how to see and identify birds in cities. Urban birding guided walks will depart from Courtyard A at MassMoca on Saturday and Sunday, and Sunday at 10 a.m.
Greg Salmon joins us now to tell us more. Greg, welcome to the roundtable.
Hey, thanks so much for having me.
Thank you.
And thanks to the folks at Solid Sound and MassMoca for having me out here, too. This is really exciting.
When did you get the invite?
Back in January or so, actually.
So that's planning. That's good.
Tony.
How'd they
find
you?
A friend of mine from UMass actually works with Tony Margarita, the Wilco's management team.
Yeah,
right.
And I was doing a talk at the Arcadia Sanctuary in East Hampton. It's a Mass Audubon sanctuary. And Tony came to that talk, and I talked about birds and cities, and we started talking about how we could incorporate that into Solid Sound.
How'd you learn about this birding stuff?
You know, just kind of a lifelong interest in it. I think I really got into it when I was a kid at Jackson Street Elementary School in Northampton, and a raptor rehabilitator named Tom Riccardi. He lives in Conway, Massachusetts.
He
came to the school, and that presentation, I think, really got me hooked on it, and I started doing a lot of just bird watching in my own backyard.
A lot of raptors in the cities?
A lot, yeah.
Raptor, damn near killed her.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
We've got
said
it's pretty amazing. We've got we have a nesting pair of red-tailed hawks right in downtown Holyoke. Last year they nested on the fire escape of a vacant building.
You got a camera on them like some of these places do?
Looking to set one up. They moved over to a different building this year, and by the time I figured out where they were really going to nest, it was a little too late for me to figure out the technology.
Do you guys have to counsel with people who are lucky enough to have them on their windowsill and say, don't open the window and don't do anything to disturb them?
Well, I mean, I'm playing a pretty informal role there.
I just kind of wander
around the neighborhoods and observe. But I do get a lot of people asking questions and asking, you know, they'll see me with a camera and ask what I'm looking at, and they'll share a story of what they've seen. And
so you have this thing on your website where a fledge watch continues at Holyoke's downtown hawk nest. And you have incredible pictures there.
Oh, thank you.
And this will and this allows us to see what is going on. And what do you think it is about that area? And this gets into what it is that you do, of course.
Sure.
But what do you think it is about that building, about that structure of brick and steel that brought the hawks there in the first place?
Right. Well, yeah, it's a really interesting question. And you know, when you look at a city, sometimes you just need to kind of strip away the built and the human environment until you get down to what's left in the natural world that can help a bird survive.
Like a pigeon.
And exactly. Yeah. They can survive almost anywhere.
The raptor.
Oh, exactly.
Eats the pigeon.
Correct. Yes. And that's one of the critical things. You birds are going to need a food source and a safe place to nest. And in the city, you have a lot of pigeons, you have a lot of starlings, you have a lot of squirrels, all great food sources for a bird like a red-tailed hawk. Or we get a lot of Cooper's hawks in the city in the winter.
Have you ever seen one of them grab a pigeon or a squirrel or a rat?
I have never seen one. You know, what I have seen was a bald eagle out near the dam in Holyoke actually grab a duck out of the air.
Whoa.
Which was really surprising because they usually are fish eaters, but will take a duck, apparently.
Are pigeons rats with legs?
Feathers.
Yeah, that's feathers. You know, that's what wings. A lot of people say. If you really look at pigeons, the variety in coloration and plumage is really extraordinary.
Yeah.
Even though they're very common birds, they're pretty fascinating creatures to watch, just for both the color variation and just watching behavior is really interesting as
but
well.
But do they mess up the environment? I mean, can we get sick from them?
You know, some people will say that I probably wouldn't eat out of a pigeon nest myself, but there are a lot of people who try to deter them from there being large roosts. But, you know, if you end up with a pair of red-tailed hawks in your city,
we
have in Holyoke, that can help keep the population down pretty well.
So when you talk about keeping populations down, because, I mean, what you do, I find fascinating, and I think, you know, and Alan, as Alan and I ask you questions, it seems to be like we're on your side. We want to see these. And yet, we think of there are municipalities that try like hell to make sure that, that these birds don't nest here.
Yeah.
And pigeons included, certainly. I know, you know, there's the, I know the Rensselaer train station has like this large pigeon population, mm-hmm. and you know, and they work hard to try not to have that be the case, because right. it, you know, it can be a mess, and it is, you know, you spend $50 to keep your car there for two nights and you come out and it's a, you know,
did you ever notice that we have a huge blown up hawk on top of WAMC?
Absolutely.
They've got an owl out here to keep the
satellite dishes. So what is it? I mean, that's a balance, isn't it?
It really is. And there are people who are on the whole very pro bird, but very, you know, anti house sparrow, because house sparrows can push out or take over good nesting locations for other species. So it is a balance. And in Springfield, Massachusetts, there's been an ongoing struggle against this crow roost that keeps moving around the city. And crows in the winter, you will get a couple thousand of them.
Go together to one place, right?
Yeah. In the evening, and it's actually, you know, if you manage to not find it a nuisance, it's one of the most spectacular natural events I think you can see, in especially in a city.
It's beautiful and it's fascinating, but it also can be Hitchcockian. You know, I mean, it can be a little like eerie.
It is, yeah. When you watch them all come in and listen to them,
because it seems like thousands.
It's literally thousands. And So you have those, the crows, the pigeons, and the sparrows. The interesting thing I found is just how much else is there. I think when you first get into a city, those are the birds you see. But when you really start to look hard,
what are some of the others?
I've logged about 65 or so species in downtown Holyoke, including owls, kestrels, falcons.
You say kestrels?
Yeah, American kestrel. There's a pair of American kestrels nesting in a factory building in downtown.
I have no idea what a kestrel is.
Yeah, it's a very small falcon. Very beautiful. Yeah, orange. The males have a beautiful blue and orange pattern.
Wow.
Really gorgeous. And they nest in this kind of cavity at the top of a factory building in downtown Holyoke. Also, a lot of different species of warblers, different songbirds as well.
Wow, songbirds, and that's probably where we get the word orchestral from. Sorry.
Subtle.
Had to do
it. Subtle. So urban birding guided walks will be taking place from the courtyard at Mass Mocha on Saturday and Sunday, and you'll be doing this. And have you kind of scouted this out already? Do you know what you're going
to
do?
I have to do a little more scouting today. On a very short walk yesterday, I found a tree full of cedar waxwings over by the Family Dollar store a block away. So that'll be a stop.
If there's nothing up there, you'll do what I used to do in summer camp when I woke the kids up and took them. I say, look at that up there. You look at that egret up there.
I'll pretend like I just have more powerful binoculars.
Where? Yeah.
And I don't know. Maybe this is a stupid question. You certainly can tell me if it is. But if you have music, which can be, you know, loud, does that affect the birding?
That's a really interesting question. I have wondered a little bit what the foot traffic in the city this weekend will.
Yeah, I mean, it's a lot of people and it's a lot of sound, but a solid sound.
Exactly. The interesting
Good
thing
job.
Is that birds that are spending time in cities get pretty used to humans. A lot of the birds I've seen in Holyoke are surprisingly, you know. They've really adapted. They know when to be wary. They know how to keep themselves safe. But you can walk around and typically not disturb.
Well, there's always a bird in the Tanglewood shed. Always.
Well, right. Well, because they love music and they're all Wilco fans and they want to jam out.
Absolutely.
Excellent. Urban birding guided walks will depart from Courtyard A at Mass Mocha on Saturday and Sunday at 10 a.m. You can learn more and visit birdsdowntown.com and see some of the incredible pictures that Greg has taken. And I assume you take all those pictures.
I do, yes.
Yeah, and beautiful stuff.
Thank you.
Just
Thank
beautiful.
You very much.
Beautiful and what's the
work.
Site? What's
birdsdowntown.com. Birdsdowntown.com. Greg, thanks a million for joining us today. Have a wonderful weekend.
Hey, you
Sounds
too.
Like
thanks
fun.
So much for having me.
Enjoy
Terrific.
It. Thank
Terrific.
You. Thank you. You're listening to our Solid Sound broadcast from Mass Mocha on WAMC.